clusters. I also noticed during the Lebanese War that journalists tended to cluster not necessarily around the same opinions, but frequently around the same framework of analyses. They assigned the same importance to the same sets of circumstances and cut reality into the same categories. Once again, the manifestation of Platonicity, the desire to cut reality into crisp shapes. What Robert Fisk calls hotel journalism further increased the mental contagion. While Lebanon in earlier journalism was part of the Levant, i.e., the Eastern Mediterranean, it now suddenly became part of the Middle East, as if someone had managed to transport it closer to the sands of Saudi Arabia. The island of Cyprus, around 60 miles from my village in northern Lebanon, and with almost identical food, churches, and habits, suddenly became part of Europe. Of course, the natives on both sides became subsequently conditioned. While in the past a distinction had been drawn between Mediterranean and non-Mediterranean, i.e. between the olive oil and the butter, in the 1970s the distinction suddenly became that between Europe and non-Europe. Islam being the wedge between the two, one does not know where to place the indigenous Arabic-speaking Christians, or Jews, in that story. Categorizing is necessary for humans, but it becomes pathological when the category is seen as definitive, preventing people from considering the fuzziness of boundaries, let alone revising their categories. Contagion was the culprit. If you selected 100 independent-minded journalists capable of seeing factors in isolation from one another, you would get 100 different opinions. But the process of having these people report in lockstep caused the dimensionality of the opinion set to shrink considerably. They converged on opinions and used the same items as causes. For instance, to depart from Lebanon for a moment, all reporters now refer to the Roaring Eighties, assuming that there was something particularly distinct about that exact decade. And during the internet bubble of the late 1990s, journalists agreed on crazy indicators as explanatory of the quality of worthless companies that everyone wanted very badly. We will see in Chapter 10 some clever quantitative tests done to prove such herding. They show that, in many subject matters, the distance between opinions is remarkably narrower than the distance between the average of opinions and truth.